Welcome to the Theta Healing LA Allergy Clearing Program. This is a really remarkable piece of technology in that we're actually going to charge this program with Theta Healing and use the technology of binaural beats to bring you to a Theta brainwave to reach into your subconscious and clear out the underlying reasons why you have an allergy. You know, it's really incredible that I've found that allergies are actually one of the easiest things to heal. I've been a professional healer for several years now, and I've been really amazed at how consistently I'm able to get great results with people clearing allergies. And what I found is, at the core of it, an allergy is simply your immune system not recognizing something. And when your immune system doesn't recognize something you're exposed to, it immediately assumes that it's a dangerous pathogen. And it activates itself and releases histamines in order to fight it, to protect the body from danger. Now, if you're able to simply show the body what something is and how to process it, then it's not necessary to invoke this immune system response and the allergy disappears. And so what we're going to do in this program is use the technology of Theta Healing along with the binaural beats encoded in here to teach your body how to process something you're allergic to. And at the end, we're going to do a special physical healing technique, and I think you'll be amazed by the results. I've done dozens and dozens of different allergies where people just heal 100%. I've had particular success with cat and dog allergies, but anything can be healed with the same process. And so for those of you who are new to Theta Healing and haven't done muscle testing before, I encourage you strongly to learn how to do self-muscle testing before you use this program, because the muscle testing really is part of it. In this program, we're not going to go into a lot of detail about muscle testing. However, I do have several other resources available. Some great free resources are my website, which is www.thetahealingla.com, T-H-E-T-A, healingla.com, which has information on how to do self-muscle testing. And also, you can get my ebook for free on the website, The Secret Behind the Secret, which has also some information on muscle testing. To go more into depth, I would strongly recommend you get my DVD, Secrets of Muscle Testing, which is a video tutorial on how to do four different kinds of muscle testing, as well as a lot of troubleshooting information so you know what to do when you're having trouble with it. There's also an extensive chapter in my book, Where Science Meets Spirit, The Formula for Miracles, on muscle testing. And so, if you haven't learned muscle testing yet, I would encourage you to pause this program, go take a few minutes, and learn to do self-muscle testing. Because muscle testing is the technique by which we actually look into your own subconscious and see what programs you're running there. And you can find out exactly what is and is not in your subconscious mind. And so once we have the muscle testing piece in place, we can find out what belief systems or programs you're running in your subconscious. We can then use the technique of Theta Healing to actually change that. And in order to facilitate this, this program has been encoded with subaudible binaural beats that will bring you into a theta brainwave when you listen to this program with headphones. And so it is important to listen to it with headphones. Now be aware, this can change your consciousness. So please do not listen to this program if you're driving a car or operating machinery or doing anything that requires your focus and concentration. But if you're able to lay down and relax, be in a quiet environment, and able to do the muscle testing at the same time you're listening to it with headphones, this program will actually go in and reprogram your subconscious mind so you can clear out the allergy. And basically, in a nutshell, all we're going to do is teach your subconscious whatever the thing is you're allergic to, teach it what it is, and how to process it without needing an allergic reaction. Pretty simple, huh? And at the end, we're going to encode some special healing energy to clear that allergy out of your subconscious. All right. So what I would like you to do right now is to go ahead and calibrate your muscle test first. And so you can use muscle test questions like yes and no, or I am a man, I am a woman, in order to make sure that your test is working correctly. If you're using the standing muscle test, which is the easiest one and the fastest to learn for most people, you should be going forward when you say yes or backwards on a no. Similarly, if you're a man and you say I am a man, you should be going forwards. If you're a woman and you say, I am a woman, you should go forwards. If you're a woman and you say, I am a man, you should go backwards, and so on. So I'll give you guys a second to calibrate your muscle test right now. If you need more time, go ahead and pause the program. And don't forget the troubleshooting. You might want to drink some water or take some minerals. All right, at this point, I'll assume that your muscle test is working properly. And so what we're going to do is simply go through a simple set of questions and answers with your subconscious to find what it's missing so we can clear the allergy. And so in this program, I'm going to use a cat allergy as the example. And so you can use this program to clear any kind of allergy. And so when I say cats, I simply want you to replace cats with whatever it is you're allergic to. The other thing I want to mention is that when we use these muscle test questions, we're going to use them of the form, I am offended by or allergic to. So if we're working on a cat allergy, you would muscle test, I am offended by or allergic to cats. Now, the reason we do that is because in the subconscious, which is the body's intelligence, it does not always understand what it's allergic to. Because remember, again, an allergy is simply something that the subconscious doesn't know what it is. And so you may not always accurately be able to muscle test what you're allergic to. However, if you are allergic to something, the body will almost always recognize that it is offended by this thing. And so if you're allergic to cats and you inhale some cat dander, the body will be offended by that. And so you will almost certainly muscle test true to I am offended by cats. And so that's why we're going to phrase it that way. All right, so let's get started. The first thing I want you to do is muscle test I am offended by or allergic to cats. And of course, if you're working on something other than cats, simply substitute the other thing, whether it's dogs or a food or pollen or whatever it is. If you get a yes or a forward, that's probably the result we're looking for. If you got a backwards, it'll still use this program, but it means that your body probably doesn't have a really deeply entrenched allergy, so it will be easier to clear. All right, so the next thing I want you to muscle test is, I know how to process cats with grace and ease. If you get a backwards, go ahead and give me your permission, and I'm going to use the theta healing technique to download into your subconscious new information, a download from the cosmic internet, to teach your body how to process this thing you're allergic to with grace and ease, without any allergic reaction. So let's do that now. All right. And so now I want you to muscle test. It's possible for me to know this. And if you get a no, give me your permission and we'll make that possible. And test one more time. It's possible for me to know this. And now it should be a yes or a forwards or a strong result. And next check, I'm allowed to know this. All right. And now if you got a no, give me your permission. And we're going to use theta healing to change that belief so you do believe you're allowed to know that. And check that one more time. I'm allowed to know this. And now let's retest. I know how to process cats with grace and ease. Now it should be a yes or a forward. If you still have a no or a backwards, it means you might need some individual attention, what we call the digging process, where we would dig deeper into your subconscious one-on-one in a private session setting to find out what particular beliefs or traumas or other things you have in the way that's not allowing you to learn that. But for most people, most of the time, that should be a yes or a forward now. And so let's move on to the next test question, which is, I know what it feels like to process cats with grace and ease. If you get a no or a backwards result on your muscle test, go ahead and give me your permission. And we're going to download that information into you to show your subconscious what it feels like to process this. Okay, and check, it's possible for me to know this. And if you got a no or a backwards, go ahead and give me your permission. We'll teach you that that's possible. And recheck, it's possible for me to know this. And now it should be a yes or a forward. And check, I'm allowed to know this. If it's a no, give me your permission. We'll download that into you. And test one more time. I'm allowed to know this. And now let's recheck. I know what it feels like to process cats with grace and ease. And now it should be a yes or a forward. Again, if it's still a no, the clearing may still work, but you might need some one-on-one attention, some individual digging in a private session. Next, I want you to check. I have Creator's definition of cats. And you're welcome to substitute God or the universe or some other word for Creator if you prefer. Now, if you got a backwards or a no there, give me your permission. I'm going to download that into you. This is just the divine truth of what that thing you're allergic to really is. This is the information your immune system needs so it stops reacting to it. Okay, and check one more time. I have the Creator's definition of cats. And of course, if you're clearing something other than a cat allergy, specify that. And now it should be a yes or a forward or a strong. Now check. My definition is the same. If you get a backwards or a no, give me your permission. We want to make your definition the same. Again, we're downloading into your subconscious the divine truth about this thing you're allergic to help us release the allergy forever. And test that one more time. And my definition is the same. All right. We have just a couple more muscle tests, and then we're going to do our healing. Next, I want you to muscle test. I have the Creator's perspective and understanding of cats. And again, you can substitute a different word for Creator if you prefer. And if you get a no or a backwards, go ahead and give me your permission, and we'll download that into you. Okay, one more time. I have the Creator's perspective and understanding of cats, or whatever it is you're allergic to. And now it should be a yes or a forward. And muscle test, mine is the same. If you're getting a no or a backwards, give me your permission, and we'll download that into you. Okay, test one more time, and mine is the same. And now she'd be getting a yes or a forward. Now, if you didn't get all of the muscle test results to go forward, the healing may still work, but you might need some one-on-one digging. We'll see. So now what we're going to do is we're actually going to do the physical healing. So go ahead and sit down, close your eyes and relax, and we're going to release that allergy from your subconscious. All right, now wasn't that easy? Now, I would encourage you to use common sense when you retest what you're allergic to. Obviously, if you have a serious or life-threatening allergy like a peanut allergy, please don't go and try to test that. You know, use common sense. But if you just have a minor cat allergy, you might want to go pet a cat, see what happens. Again, I've had an incredible success rate with using this process to clear allergies on people. Now, if you don't get the complete result you're looking for, there's definitely a couple other easy things you can try. First thing you guys should know is that, especially for pet allergies, it's the dander from cat and dogs that we're often allergic to. And so if you are, say, allergic to cats, I would encourage you to run through this program once to clear your allergy to cats, and then run through the same program again to clear your allergy to cat dander, which is when a cat licks itself and the saliva dries and flakes off. That's cat dander. And that's actually what most of us are allergic to. And so similarly for dogs or any other pet allergy. The other thing to look into is if the allergy doesn't completely clear right away, you might be holding trauma in your subconscious that needs to be cleared first. And so you might muscle test yourself, for example, I am holding trauma from cats. If that's a yes, you might need to clear that trauma before the allergy clears, but you might not. And so I do have, as a different audio program, my trauma clearing process that's similar to this program that you can run through that will lead you through the process of clearing any trauma out of your subconscious. And so that's another thing you can try. If you want more information, I would encourage you to go to my book, Where Science Meets Spirit, The Formula for Miracles. And as well as for more information on the trauma clearing program, it's available separately or comes as part of the Unleash Your Inner Millionaire package, a life-transforming audio program to reach into your subconscious and release your blocks to prosperity, wealth, and success. And of course, if you need a lot of work on something, you might need to schedule a private session with a certified Theta Healing practitioner. Anyhow, I'm going to finish with an integration now. And thank you for using this program, and please contact me. Let me know your results. I want to make you one of my success stories, so please let me know how this worked for you. Thank you.